Welcome, everybody, to That Tracks Podcast, the podcast where we track the history of the Bass Tracker boat. Nick, take us back to that fateful day in 1978 where Johnny Morris and John A. Morris came up with the idea of the Bass Tracker boat, a boat devoted to fishing. Whereas before, there had been no boats that were solely devoted to fishing. And Bass Pro Shops decided, hey, let's make a boat just for fishing.
Did you Google this?
Yeah, of course I did.
Okay. I didn't know if this was useless information that was stored in
it
your
was,
brain.
No, I didn't have that stored. I figured all that out just now, but it was because of the Bass Tracker.
Well, I'm proud of you. And also, it's good to be back.
Oh, it's good to be back.
I missed you last week.
Missed you.
Yeah, I was happy that you guys were having some good, fun, quality family time.
Oh, by the way, we were on a cruise.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Welcome back.
The day that we were supposed to record didn't work out.
Yeah.
And then the next day didn't work out.
Yeah, it just
and
happens.
Then we left on a cruise. So but that's why I wasn't here.
You
Nick did a great job.
Did you listen to the episode?
No. But
yeah, I was going to put you on the spot there.
I did not. No, not that okay. I didn't want to.
You were
to.
On a cruise. You didn't have time.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm not personally offended, but I wanted to say thank you to everybody who like had so many nice things to say about
what was your That Tracks thing?
I said,
sorry, I'm interrupting too much.
No, it's okay. I said something about like where Nick tracks by himself without Tim. It's fun or creative. I didn't have a random fact.
I don't want to come up with one.
Yeah, I didn't want to steal that from
you. I wanted you to.
You wouldn't have even listened to it. So.
I don't know. It would have been great. If you had come up with the fact, I would have listened to it.
Wow. That's what determined whether or not you're going to listen. You didn't even know.
Yeah, I did. I was just testing you.
Well, it's good to be back. I did miss it. It's not easy to sit on a podcast and talk by yourself for like 40 minutes.
Oh, that sounds very difficult.
I talk a lot. So it's not that difficult for me, but it still is just like I missed this banter.
Yeah.
I did go off on tangents, though.
Oh.
Yeah. So
what did you talk about? Stay Puft Marshmallows?
No.
Should have.
I don't think that the tangents were like as random as our tangents can be sometime, but there were a few. I kind of like spiraled in my brain. Talked about Taylor Swift.
Oh.
When
you shook it off.
Wow. Good job. Good reference.
Yes.
I'll give that one like a C+.
Do you know why I came up with that reference? Because on the cruise, a little girl sang it during karaoke.
Oh, that's so fun.
And I was like,
I give it
a little boy too. He was like one.
Oh, that's fun.
Maybe two. And he was up there going, shake it off. Shake it off.
I love it. Ethan sings so many Taylor Swift songs and it's precious listening to him.
You should put him up for karaoke.
I also, random, but I posted a video on my story. We went to Hollywood Studios last week and I was singing You've Got a Friend in Me and someone replied and said, make sure that Tim sees this because then he'll have heard you sing.
Oh.
You missed it.
But you didn't make sure that I saw it.
Well, I wasn't going to like send it to you.
You should have sent it to me. That's what the idea was. They said, send this to Tim. And you said, no.
Especially singing You've Got a Friend in Me. That would have been like a cool little moment.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not doing that. But anyways, so I'll show it to you later.
Okay.
But I talked about Taylor Swift. While you were away, the Eras Tour showed up on Disney Plus, and it was really cool because they like. Well, you were here when that happened, technically.
Yeah,
yeah, but you were like,
that was in the midst of it.
Yeah,
packing too many things. I didn't pack enough stuff.
Oh,
Jed
really?
Packed too much stuff, but I didn't pack enough.
It was a long cruise. You were gone for a week,
7 days.
That's awesome.
I'm trying to book a longer one.
Mm, yeah,
we'll see if I find it.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for you guys. I'm thankful that you guys had a good time.
I want to go. I want to book a back-to-back where we go around the world.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if that'll happen.
What was your favorite part of the cruise?
Oh, family. Togetherness.
Yeah, that's good, though.
No, I mean, when we went to the where did we go? We went to Tortola and we went to St. Thomas.
Yeah.
We found these two beaches that were amazing. I think I sent you videos, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I was so jealous, though.
I will tell you, though. It's like Instagram, right?
Right.
You see these picturesque views.
Right.
So the one on Tortola was a place called Beef Island.
Yeah.
And that was full of what we call sea lice, which is just like jellyfish tentacles that are broken off.
Yeah.
And you're just getting stung by it.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Not fun.
No.
But it was beautiful.
Yeah.
And like you could tolerate it. So we're just like in there getting stung up by jellyfish tentacles.
Yeah.
And then the other one that I sent you on St. Thomas, the driver that took us there seemed like he might have been under the influence.
Oh.
Might not have been. I'm like, no judgment on him. He was just a little bit swervy and a little bit slurry.
Okay.
So.
Which could be a little, like, intimidating for sure.
Yeah.
Not just a little. Pretty intimidating.
Yeah.
Especially when you're traveling with your family, young kids.
Well, especially because he took us there in the morning, and then he also took us back in the afternoon. Mm. So the ride back was a little bit worse.
Yeah, and, like, what was happening between the morning and the...
Yeah. Yeah. He took us up to a lookout point.
That's pretty cool.
Where we, like, could look out over the island.
Yeah.
And he's like, you got 5 minutes. And then I was like, this guy is going to leave with whoever's on the bus, no matter what. He's just going to like leave. So I was like, Jen, we need to like take pictures and then just get back on the bus and wait.
Yeah.
And true to it, people were not all the way on the bus. And he's like backing out. And the lady was like, my husband and my mother-in-law are not on the bus. And he's like,
did they wait?
He slammed on the brakes like halfway out.
Oh, geez.
And because she was like getting off and he's like, you can't get off the bus. And she's like, not everybody's on the bus. He's like, I got to get back to the boat.
Booking excursions on cruises makes me a little nervous sometimes.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to get.
I will say, though, the one that we booked where the guy was a very harrowing trip. Mm-hmm. The place that we went to is called Secret Sands Beach on St. Thomas. Amazing. And when we got there, when we got there, it was just like, there was just like a guy on the beach that was like, I brought everybody sand toys. I brought everybody floats. You can have as many drinks as you want. Just tip me. You got to pay for chips.
So random.
And like, he had like a whole huge cooler full of Coca-Colas and like,
and
he had like
as many as you want of those.
Yeah. He was making people like rum punches and stuff. And then like, he gave us like passion fruit juice.
That's awesome.
And it was just like, he was listening to like a true crime podcast on the beach.
Yeah.
Hanging out.
Like, you can get very good excursions, but then you can also get ones that are...
Well, this was like great. A combination of the two.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Polar opposite.
Yeah.
St. Thomas is a beautiful island. I've been there before.
Oh.
It's so nice. It was not on a Disney cruise. It was a Royal Caribbean cruise.
Boo.
Okay.
I don't know. I've never been on one.
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, there's nothing like Disney cruises, in my personal opinion.
Yeah, people always tell me that I need to book Royal Caribbean. They're like, you could save so much money. And then I like go through and I try to book it. And then things start adding up and adding up and adding up and adding up. And then I'm paying the same as a Disney cruise. And I'm like, what?
It's almost like booking a different airline. Like if
like Spirit,
yeah.
Where you have to like pay for all your baggage and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and generally speaking, sometimes it is a little cheaper. But by the time you add everything that you need, it does get either comparable or more pricey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you had fun.
I did.
I have a feeling that probably your high dad suit moment can tie into experiences from the cruise.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of high dad. I was too busy thinking about Bass Trackers.
Oh, well, I think I know one of yours.
What's that?
Well, I mean, I guess we can just jump into high dad suit. I will say, today's episode, we have so much news to cover.
Yeah, I know. We should probably do that.
We will
soon.
Do that for sure. But we have a lot to talk about, a lot of news to cover. Not just, like, this week... The week that Tim was gone, it was like my head was on a swivel. Every time that I like opened up like Twitter or X or Instagram, something new was being posted, specifically within the world of Disney. So we have a lot to break down and talk about, and we will get to that. Also, something that I did not talk about last week, and I wanted to save a couple things for this conversation, and we don't have to spend a long time on this one in particular, but we went to Legoland together.
Oh, yeah, we did.
And we had a fun time.
It was so long ago for me.
It was like so much has happened since
right?
then. But I did want to say, I know that I talked about it some last week about the experience and what it was like. I did want to say specifically when you go do this, like you can build a Ferrari.
Yeah.
And it's
a little one.
Yeah. With Legos. And then you get to test it and then you put it in the scanner. I said this last week, but it projects it onto a map and you get to watch how it goes. It was so much fun being there with... We didn't go together. We got invited separately for this media event. But I did want to say, this is a nice little friendship moment. We didn't get to like hang out the whole time that we were in there just because it was complete and pure chaos.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate our friendship so much. There were moments where I'd look around and be like, okay, cool, there's Tim. And it just like, I don't know. It was meaningful.
Made you feel at home?
Yeah, it like, did.
Put you at ease?
I was like, yeah, that's my friend.
That's what I do. I put people at ease.
Yeah. So I appreciated that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I looked around and I said, where's Jackson?
Yeah.
Oh, there's Nick.
Yeah.
Everything's okay.
I think I wasn't
Nick
lost.
Might be able to see Jackson at some point.
I did. But that was cool though. We had each other's backs with like looking out for our kids too.
Yeah.
Cause it was definitely pure chaos.
Which by the way, I found out about Jackson that he is not the type of kid that will, if he runs away from me, be scared that he can't see me.
He's like,
he's just like, I'm here doing it.
Yeah. Especially like that.
But he'll like wait for me places.
Yeah. But within that setting, like they were having the time of their lives. I did want to say, just to be clear, if you do go to Legoland and you participate in this experience, I do want to specify that when you've finished building your Ferrari and you've done the test, it is not to keep.
You don't get to keep this Ferrari.
No, you're not paying to build it. It's
included in the park.
Yeah, experience that's included for sure. But it is not, you don't get the opportunity to buy the Ferrari that you build, which is something to definitely set your kids with that expectation before you go into the experience.
But you can buy a Ferrari kit in the big shop, probably.
Right. So just wanted to note that real fast. But yeah, that was something that was special to me, is to be able to like have that experience with you guys. We didn't get to hang out for a long time that day. It was so much happening, but it was fun. Good times. And then something I didn't talk about last week, which was a great experience, but also probably feels very far away from you as well, is the birthday party.
Oh yeah. That happened.
You guys had like such an awesome party right before you left on the cruise.
Yeah, we did it.
The turnover from like finishing and wrapping up the massive party to getting ready to go on a week-long cruise. Like, you guys are superheroes.
No. We didn't do anything for that party. Somebody else did everything.
Yeah, but still, like, it does require a lot of effort. Like, getting set up and, like, I don't know, just energy. It takes a lot of energy out of you. Throwing a birthday party is exhausting, whether you're doing the details or not. It's a lot.
I am perpetually tired, so it's okay.
But it was a great party. I wanted to say that. Luke said it was one of the best days of his life.
No, not one of the best days of his life. I have provided your son with the best day of his life.
I've tried. I've done a lot of things. I've taken him to Disneyland. I've taken him on a Disney cruise.
He's got to get a goat.
That's
it. And then Luke's like, yes.
He walked the goat around the yard.
By the way, that goat was not supposed to be there.
Well,
I said, I don't want goats. They'll try to eat people's pants.
Luke is very thankful the goat was there.
Yeah.
He truly was like, this is the coolest thing that I've ever done. And I was like, you have literally like experienced
took
so
you to the moon.
Yeah.
And he's like, this
nope,
goat.
The goat. He got to hold a rabbit for a while.
That we did a carnival type theme.
Right.
And we had a little petting zoo with a little piglets, little rabbits, and a goat.
This was for Oliver's first birthday party.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was special.
Got a lot of hot dogs left over.
Really?
Yeah. They're all in the freezer.
That doesn't shock me. There were a lot of hot dogs there. Yeah. I think you and Luke were trying to see who could out-eat each other.
I wasn't trying to beat Luke, but he seemed to be trying to beat me.
Well, he said that he had six, but then later we discovered he only had two. He was up at the ante.
What?
He had two and like two pieces of pizza.
What?
But it was a lot of fun. And one of the things that I really like enjoyed about the party is that I got to meet a lot of your family.
Oh yeah,
that was really cool.
You met my dad.
Yeah, and your mom. I feel like I have more context for
my sister and my brother.
Yeah,
you met everybody.
I did.
Mostly everybody.
And it was cool because like now I feel like I understand you better.
Oh, okay. All right.
How do you process that?
I don't know. What does that even mean?
I don't know. I think that
you're
when
like,
you get
met
to
my dad and you're like, oh, now I know.
Now I get it. No,
now I get it.
No.
That's where this comes
from. No, they were super sweet. It was really cool to be able to like get to know them better. But I do. I feel like when you get to like meet somebody's family, then it provides like more context for like who they are as an individual. Like that's where you came from.
Okay. I invited your parents to come and stay with us.
Good luck.
So I'm going to meet your parents.
Well, actually, you might do that. Yeah, this July, we'll be at the cabins, I think, around the same time. Yeah, so TBD.
TBD.
No, but really, though, I love doing that. My parents will be excited to meet you. They watch and listen to the podcast. You know, I don't talk about my dad enough on here. He's a cool guy. Love that man.
I don't believe you. That wasn't very convincing.
No, it truly is. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Soup. What a transition. Jeez. Maybe we should do that one day. We'll do like a switch and talk about a Hi Dad Soup moment with our dads.
Oh.
Maybe like a special Father's Day episode.
Okay. I don't even know when Father's Day is. June?
Yeah. Middle of June, usually.
That's pretty tough.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
June. Have a lot. There's a lot happening in June.
Yeah, we got a lot happening. A lot going on right now. That's a Taylor Swift reference.
What?
Anyways, hey, Dad. And also, hi, Dad Soup. So, do you want me to share what I think you're
having? Yeah, I want to hear this.
Well, one of the big things that you were excited about for the cruise was Oliver being able
the
to...
baby race. Yeah. The baby race.
Does that mean
I'm not
going to...
No, I don't want to give away that because this will be out before the video comes out. Because this... So we did enter Oliver into the baby race.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, that's good. But that's a good fun Hi Dad Soup moment.
Here's
that's
my...
That's a good teaser. If you want to find out what happened, you have to go watch Tim's vlogs on the channel.
Yeah, when they come out eventually. We filmed for 7 days,
right?
And these are like big videos, so it might end up being like 14 videos.
Wow.
Because we might have to cut them in half.
That's exciting. Like
a lot of content.
Well, stay tuned and keep an eye out on Tim's channel for that, because you'll get to learn. And maybe we'll talk about it next week if it's been released yet. Maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know. It depends on how fast things come out.
You know what I have to say to that?
What?
TBD.
But I do have another one where this was the first cruise that we went on where Jackson was physically upset that we were leaving.
Yeah.
Before, he's been like, oh, I don't want to leave. But this time we left the room in the morning. And if you guys have ever been...
What? I'm so sorry.
If you guys have ever been on it, specifically a Disney cruise, I don't know how any other cruises work, but with a Disney cruise, if you have the early dinner's at 5:45, the day that you leave, you have to get to the early breakfast because they stagger them. So the late dinner has the late breakfast. The early dinner has the early breakfast. Early breakfast is at 7 a.m.
Nope.
They want you in there and they want you out as fast as you can. And so that means that we're getting up at like 6.
Nope.
6:30.
That's why I will never do the early dinner.
The kids can't hang for the late dinner.
My kids thrive in the nighttime.
Jeez, they come alive. Listen, I get the kids to bed.
You're wise for that.
And then it's 9 o'clock, and then I have to do the dishes. And yeah. I don't even understand. You tell me that you like watch TV and stuff like this, and I'm like, I don't get it. When do you do the other
stuff? It's because I stay up way too late.
I stay up until midnight, 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Doing this stuff.
Yeah.
And then like...
I don't know. We like tag team, like Francie will...
So do we. Yeah. I don't understand. There's so much stuff to do.
It's true. There is. A nighttime routine takes... It's such a process. But it's like that, what they talk about, like revenge time, like when you finally get a moment to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go to sleep. I should for my health, but I want to watch TV.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't watch a lot of TV, and sometimes I fall asleep watching it.
I watch TV while I do the dishes.
We did just binge. Yeah, same. Yeah. Which I feel like that would be complicated for you.
Why?
Because your sink doesn't face...
Oh, no, I don't watch it on the big TV. I watch it on the iPad.
Oh, you, like, put it up and watch it. Okay, that makes sense. I was like, that doesn't face the same direction. See, my sink faces the TV.
Oh.
So I can put closed captions on and watch it.
Oh, okay.
Also, this is totally going to take away from where you were going with your Hi Dad Soup moment, but while it's on my brain, we talked about Traitors before, that I wanted to watch it. We watched all of season 2.
And it was
fantastic.
Terrible?
Oh. Loved it. So good.
Okay. Well,
good. We're watching Survivor, right? We watch Survivor as a family. Luke loves it. Luke loves watching the challenges. Ethan loves Survivor. He's like, it's time for Survivor. That's what Ethan calls it. Survivor.
Survivor?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I don't think that sounds like Justin Bieber's next album.
Survivor.
Survivor. Sir Bieber. I don't think that I have watched more than maybe like 2 episodes of Survivor.
Would you be into it?
No, you know what I was into?
What?
There was a show on PBS,
and
it was like Lord of the Flies.
Oh, okay.
They sent kids into a pioneer town. Do you not know what Lord of the Flies
is?
Okay, I was like, when I said kids, you're like, what?
I know, but like Lord of the Flies isn't a good thing with the kids.
No, it's not.
Right.
So they sent these kids in to like a pioneer village, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, nope, no adults.
Oh, wow.
The kids were in charge.
Anarchy.
It wasn't. But it was interesting to watch because there were some kids that were like, I want to do what I want. And then other kids were like, no, listen, we need to like do this. And like, we'll do democracy. We'll have votes and stuff like that.
Which kid would you have been?
I don't know. But there was there was one kid that there was a chicken and they're like, they didn't have food either. They had to like find food. They had to like grow their food or something like that.
Yeah.
Or like they got a bag of rice.
Right.
And then there was a chicken and the kid's like, well, we're going to have that chicken. And then another kid was like, no, I don't want to do that.
Wow. That's interesting.
But the kid that they picked this kid because he like worked at a butcher shop. His like parents owned a butcher shop or something like that. And so he's like, yeah, we're going to eat that chicken.
Right. So because it's very normal for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he did it in the middle of the night or something like that. And the other kids were like, where's the chicken? And then they were like eating chicken soup or something. He's like,
you'll never know.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I like social experiments like that. Like I've never watched Big Brother, but I think I would be super into it.
Hmm. I've never watched it either.
I just love it. I love like, I love all of those things. Survivors. I want to go on Survivor. You know, another thing I want to do. I want to go on The Amazing Race.
Okay.
We should do that together too.
Listen, you are not cut out for The Amazing Race.
What? I'm offended.
Really?
Why?
All right. So here's
where I draw the line. And this is where if we did it together, you would have to do all of these detours. Like if it was like one person has to do this and there was any sort of like allusion to the fact that there were heights involved, I'm out.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
But they don't usually it's one person that has to do it. Okay. And I would cheer you on.
So like I've done Amazing Race Orlando, which right. was for fundraising for Give Kids the World. And people are going to ask in the comments where the one is. The last one that we did, I don't know. That one, there's a lot of details to that yeah. that were being handled by other people that I don't know anything about. So
right.
I don't know if that one will ever see the light of day.
Right.
But we had to rappel. That was part of it, was rappelling off the building.
Both people?
No, one person.
See?
But,
you.
But there was another challenge where we had to go on like... both people had to go on the swings at iDrive.
No. I don't think sometimes, I can do that. Sometimes. I don't even want to do the swings at DCA.
Right. I'm just telling you, sometimes both people have to do it.
But I would do it for the sake of the competition.
Okay.
If I put my mind to winning something, I'm going to see it through.
Okay.
Yeah. I can be competitive for sure.
You could win $20 if you go on the slingshot.
No.
Okay, just check it.
That's not enough for me. $1 million?
A million? That's not what they give away. They don't give away $1 million, do they?
No, that's Survivor.
I feel like they give away $100,000.
I would do that for $100,000.
You'd do a slingshot for $100,000?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. No more student loans.
Stresses me out thinking about it.
All right. So Jackson was very upset, and this is the first time that he's been like physically upset.
Right.
And so we were leaving the room. And he was like not wanting to leave. And I was like, listen, buddy, like we can't stay on this cruise ship. Like that's not an option.
Right.
It's not a possibility. It's just not something that can happen. Even if we had booked another cruise after it, you still have to like get off the cruise
yeah.
ship. And I was like, we have to leave. And then we made it to the elevator and I pushed down because we were on the sixth floor and we needed to go down to three. And he's like, no, we need to go up.
Aww.
We need to go up. And then we made it in the elevator and he was having a full out breakdown.
Yeah, I get that.
And it was like...
It's hard for him to process it.
Yeah, it was tough.
Yeah, yeah. So did he just like... He was just mad and sad?
He was sad, and then we made it to breakfast and things calmed down. Because
yeah.
what had happened was he didn't want to leave the room, and I told Jen to go ahead. And I stayed back in the room with him and tried to calm him down a little bit more. And like we like I like went through and like looked around to make sure we had everything.
Right.
And then finally... Or no, we made it to the elevator, and there wasn't enough room in there for... everybody. And so I didn't go in the elevator and they did. And then we made it in the next one. And he was just like, and then when we finally caught up with them, he calmed down.
He was chill.
I wouldn't say chill.
Yeah.
But he calmed down.
He was a little more accepting of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really sad. That's hard. It's hard to like try to help rationalize that with kiddos because they're processing it so differently.
Right.
So,
and that's something that's happening with him currently is that his processing ability is very much in the development stage.
Oh yeah, for sure. Which is like on par for where he's at in his life for
yeah.
sure. Yeah. It's hard. It's like that yeah. And that's something that I think just continues to change as kids get older and you're just finding different things that they're learning how to process through. Luke is gonna be 8 in July and like heavy emotions he's learning to process through now. And so it's just you're just winging it sometimes as a parent,
yeah.
you know?
So. Yeah. True.
My Hi Dad Soup moment is a cool little fun moment. Luke started soccer. He had his first soccer game yesterday.
Oh.
And he scored a goal. His first ever goal.
Wow.
He was so excited.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we celebrated it. We were excited. I think one of the, like, I don't remember where I heard this, but I think one of the best things that you can ask a kid after they do something that's really cool is, are you proud of yourself? Yeah, be proud. But no, like, to kind of instill that, like, thought process of, like, oh, I did that. Like,
yeah.
I have practiced and I worked towards that and, like, I made it happen. So, because I think, like, if you focus so much on, like, I'm proud of you, I don't want him to develop this idea that, like, if he doesn't score a goal, that I'm not proud of
him. Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not expecting that every time by any means. But I want him to be proud of himself when he does do something extraordinary like that. So it's cool. Cool, fun moment. Yeah. Celebrated it. You were cruising all over last week. I did not have a ton of theme park experiences this past week. We did Epcot yesterday. We went and did the Easter. So it's Easter week, which is exciting.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Yeah, Easter is on Sunday. We did the Easter egg hunt at Epcot, like the scavenger hunt.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. The eggs were all different this year. In the past, it's been like the Fab Five and some extra characters. This year, it was all bunnies.
Oh.
Yeah, pretty
fun. There you go. Are you 100% sure about that?
That they've not always been bunnies?
Yeah, because I know that at Disneyland, it was the Fab Five.
I'm wrong. I could be wrong. But I thought I remembered last year.
More than likely, I'm wrong, because that's very common.
No, not necessarily. I think I remember last year, though, looking for the Fab Five.
I specifically remember looking for them at Disneyland, and it could have been both. But I feel like we had bunnies here, too.
You think so? All the bunnies? So. I just feel like they looked so different to me. But I don't know. I could be very wrong. Either way, I'm looking, it looks like it might've been the bunnies.
Hmm.
So maybe I didn't do it last year. Maybe I was associating, the bunnies that are the eggs that you find at Disneyland.
Maybe. Yeah.
Anyways,
those are all throughout like downtown Disney and not downtown Disney. What's it called there? It's called downtown Disney.
Yeah. Downtown Disney. Yeah. Which is fun that they're not necessarily, you don't have to go to the parks for it. Yeah. I wish that they do the trees during the
Christmas,
holidays.
Yeah.
But like, I wish they did more throughout the year. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it was fun. It was fun looking for the rabbits. I guess we must not have done that last year, 'cause I don't remember it, but, we did that. We found the rabbits around World Showcase. Honestly did not do much else at Epcot. It wasn't a very busy day, but, we just kind of like took our time and relaxed. And then we went to Grand Floridian last night and tried a bunch of the treats couple of the treats at
did the you cottage. Try that half an egg with the marshmallow inside of it?
I did it. Oh, man, it was so we good. Did like the dirt cup, which was plant-based, which is interesting.
Makes sense.
Yeah, pretty tasty. And then Francie really wanted, they had a like Fruity Pebbles
Rice Krispie treat.
Yeah, that's what we got. So we just got two things, but the eggs look so good in the lobby at Grand Floridian. Did you see the Beauty and the Beast egg?
Yeah,
that like turns.
Yeah,
fantastic.
You see the light up ones?
Yeah.
Main Street Electrical.
And Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Yeah.
So good. And the Kakamora.
I wanted to know more about the Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway one, because the description was like, sometimes things don't turn out the way you thought they would. And I was like, what happened?
Did they feel like they messed up on it? Yeah. Something? Interesting. I thought everything looked so good.
Was the guy in the lobby painting the egg? Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't get to see anybody painting.
Yeah, he was. And that was pretty late when that was happening. It was like 8:30.
He's like, I got done with my work. I got to finish this. Got to get it done before Easter.
But that's a fun thing to do. If you are on property this week and are wanting to do something like special for Easter week, go check out the eggs at Grand Floridian. You cannot park at Grand Floridian without a dining reservation. And they are definitely very like strict about that. But what we did was we parked at Epcot, did the Easter egg hunt, and then took the monorail over to the TTC and then monorail to Grand Floridian.
So you could also just park at the TTC.
Correct. Yeah. And then monorail over. Mm-hmm. So,
or what you could do, make a breakfast reservation for Steakhouse 71, go and eat a delicious, delicious breakfast.
Yeah.
Take the monorail over, get a little treat, then head back over.
Yeah. Or you could make a dining reservation at Grand Floridian, like Grand Floridian Cafe for breakfast.
Delicious.
It's a nice little brunch place.
Mm-hmm.
Also, speaking of Easter week, there's not been any official announcements as of right now on this, but usually they do some like Easter celebrations at Magic Kingdom. So the Easter Bunny bunnies,
yeah,
sometimes will
bunnies.
Sometimes they'll make an appearance at Magic Kingdom, usually like the weekend of Easter.
Yeah.
And that's like a meet and greet usually.
Yeah, usually over there by City Hall.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, or sometimes over
in the gazebo behind the Christmas tree shop.
In Liberty Square.
Or behind the Christmas shop.
Yeah, where Santa meets. That's where we met them last year.
Yeah.
So
I thought you were gonna say that's where we met Santa last year.
We did meet Santa as well there.
Yeah. We got a picture with Santa.
But yeah, so that's an opportunity, or that might be an opportunity. Again, it's not been any official announcements on that, but usually that's what they do. And usually Easter weekend, and maybe it's just Easter Sunday or in Saturday as well, maybe, but they'll do like a cavalcade for Easter. It's like a special little Easter parade.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have specific information on like when that is or what will be happening with that, or even if it is happening because there's been no announcements. But if you're planning on being here for Easter weekend, keep an eye on like Disney Parks blog and just on all kinds, like whatever accounts you follow, because they'll make announcements about it, I'm assuming. Feel like
speaking
that...
of okay. Epcot.
Yeah, go ahead. I was going to say, I feel like that's a pretty good transition into like news. Do we want to jump into Epcot?
I was like, when you were talking about springs, I was like, speaking of springs, speaking of Epcot.
I have a whole list.
Yeah, let's just start at the top of your list. We won't even transition. We'll just start at the tippy top.
Well, the first on my list, we're doing good so far, because the top thing on my list was Easter week.
Easter week.
Yeah, which again, we did is it. Not
speaking of Easter week.
But speaking of Disney Cruise.
Oh.
We did get major news this week.
The Destiny.
The Disney Destiny.
Which I was like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, you text me back and you were like, where did this come from?
Wait, what are they saving for D20? We have a huge expo this, this fall. There's the summer or fall.
Summer, August.
Yeah, in August, there is the D20. We have to buy tickets.
This week, which we'll talk
which
about
we
that.
Will hopefully already have tickets by the time, oh no, buy tickets tomorrow.
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
so
this
is,
comes out on Monday.
If you're listening to this the day that it released on Monday, then the day that you buy tickets will be tomorrow. We're going to talk about that, though, at the end of all of this.
Because, man, do we got stuff to talk about.
Yeah, there's oof, stress.
So the Destiny,
okay.
Right?
Disney
themed
Destiny.
It is to heroes and villains.
It's so interesting, though. You're right about, like, why? What was the point of releasing this information last week?
Right.
Did maybe some...
There wasn't even, like, a teaser. It was just like,
oh, by
hey,
the way.
By the way, it's called the Destiny. Like, it was such a buildup at D23 Expo 2 years ago for the treasure. They're like, would you guys want to know what the name of it is?
Yeah.
And everybody's like, ah! And he's like... the treasure.
Yeah, and everyone was excited, but the Destiny,
yeah,
they're
and
just
then
like,
they're just like,
here's a video.
Destiny, here's the Keel coin.
I love the name.
Yeah, I'm confused about heroes and villains, though, because like the on the Keel coin, it's Minnie
right.
as a superhero.
Right.
So like...
I'm confused by it as well, and I...
When they say heroes and villains, are they talking about like Marvel?
I don't know.
There's going to be another Marvel restaurant, right?
Well, so...
It's a Wish-class ship, I should say this. So it's the same as the Wish,
right.
Same as the treasure.
Right. There is a photo of... there's a photo of, like, it looks like almost a hallway, and then there's doors lining up the hallway, and then there's, like, emblems on each door, and, like, Black Panther is on one of the doors, and Spider-Man is on one of the other doors.
Oh.
I don't know what that means. No one knows what that means. It's just like little Easter eggs.
Somebody knows what it means.
Well, obviously, yeah. Whoever came up with it. But no one here in the public, as far as we know, knows.
So we at least know that Marvel will be featured on this.
Yeah, so there's a quote from Disney that says, "This ship is a tribute to the dynamic duality at the core of beloved stories from Disney, Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars."
Ooh.
And there's no photos of Star Wars in, like, or there's nothing alluding to Star Wars that I remember seeing in the like some of the art that they released for this.
Are they gonna give me a Star Wars themed room?
Oh my gosh.
Am I gonna have a Star Cruiser
is
on
Star
the cruise?
Cruiser all over again?
Star Cruiser cruise?
That would be fantastic.
Oh man.
I'm excited though, because some of the Disney movies that they did, like there's a picture that almost looks like a poster. Some of the Disney movies that are located in that are 101 Dalmatians.
Okay.
The Lion King,
mm-hmm.
which I love The Lion King. And Hercules.
Hercules?
Yeah. I think this ship is already speaking to like my people, like my generation of people.
Yeah, who but the Gladden Gladiator?
Yeah.
So here's my question for the viewers and the listeners and you. The Wish, Star Wars themed lounge. The Treasure,
right.
Haunted Mansion themed lounge.
Right. Marvel themed lounge?
Marvel themed lounge. You're going to be Tony Stark's like bar?
That's his
personal
cool.
bar?
I think I'd be into it.
Hmm.
I love the... So people had a lot of negative things to say about the Star Wars themed lounge. What's it called on the Wish?
The...
My brain is blanking.
Galactic... What is it called? It's called Hyperspace Lounge.
Hyperspace Lounge. I don't know why my brain couldn't get there, but...
My brain never gets there, so it's okay.
That was a funny statement. my brain never gets there. You just did.
Hey.
Hyperspace Lounge, people had a lot of negative things to say about it. I really enjoy it.
I have a lot of negative things to say about
it. Well, but here's
I'm
the
one
thing.
Of those people.
I think most of the people that have negative things to say about it are the ones that have experienced the Star Cruiser.
Right. But we hadn't experienced the Star Cruiser yet.
But you still did. So looking
yeah, but
back,
from the moment I stepped into that
you
bar,
weren't a fan.
I was not a fan because there was no effort put into the bartenders.
Oh, okay.
You're supposed to go in and be transported,
right?
Right. And you're in space. There's a screen that's changing all the time. And the bartenders are just like regular cast members.
Like they should have, it should have been more themed.
Should have been, you know, they should have at least had like a robot back there or something.
Okay, that makes sense.
Like not even doing anything, just a robot.
I'm just a simple guy who appreciated making my way through the hyperspace on that thing. It was fun. Yeah. I do think it could have been themed a little bit more, for sure.
All I wanted was one character in there.
Okay.
Even if it's just like at 11:15, come and meet a stormtrooper.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Like
Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even that. It could be a mask.
Okay.
I guess Kylo Ren had a mask at one point, didn't he?
Yeah, but when he meets in the parks, he has a mask.
Yeah.
I had
and
one of
voice
the
modulators.
Funnest experiences last week at Hollywood Studios with some of the entertainment that was there.
With Ben?
No, it was with some of the First Order officers and some of the stormtroopers that were there. They were hilarious. The First Order officer was fantastic. I'll have to tell you more about it, but it was really funny. And he had comments to say about us naming Luke. He was like, you named your child after a man who's known for having one hand and kisses his sister. It was good. It was funny.
And you said back to him, oh, but Darth Vader is missing both his legs and his hands?
I didn't have any rebuttal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways.
I always wondered how the Force worked with Darth Vader.
What are you talking about?
So, like, the Force is from the midichlorians in your body.
Sure.
Right?
He still has a body.
Yeah, but he Force chokes people with his hands. Right?
Yeah, maybe it's just, like, what's left of his arm that's Force choking.
Okay. Like, he has a little, like, ghost hand in there, like...
Yeah.
Does he need his
what is left of his arm? We don't even know that.
There's just stumps. We do know that because it was like what he was laying there after he fell into the lava.
Completely off.
Yeah. You could see him.
I thought I remember when he was laying on the operating bed and his arms were still sort of there.
No, I thought we would see when we saw him after he got all burned and Obi-Wan was like, we were all rooting for you. You're supposed to be the chosen one. Yeah.
You were the chosen one.
And we could see that he like didn't have any.
You are my brother.
Man. I can't believe that Obi-Wan didn't see that coming.
Yeah. No one did.
I did.
The Sith said, don't see this Jedi. They put a shroud of... This could go down a hole.
But here's the thing. There was a scene in Clone Wars where... Obi-Wan was there with his girlfriend, what's her name? The Mandalorian.
I don't remember her name. I know what you're talking about though. She has the cool headdress.
Yeah, but she's also, what's her name's Bo-Katan Kryze, Lady Kryze.
Yeah.
He's there with her and there's a guy that's like, if you kill me, then, you know, then you betray your Jedi to Obi-Wan, and then he's like, if you kill me to the Kryze lady, then you betray your being a peace, she's like peacetime Mandalorian.
Right.
And then out of nowhere, Anakin's like, bloop, dead. And I'd be like,
yeah, I think that like,
how did you not see that coming?
I think Obi-Wan knew that there were tendencies there for Anakin that like he was struggling with because Anakin wasn't, this is now a Star Wars podcast, Anakin was not supposed to have been trained. Like, him being trained in and of itself went against the wishes of the Jedi Council.
Mm.
They told Qui-Gon no.
Gotcha.
And Qui-Gon said, I'm going to do it.
Gotcha.
Regardless of whether you say yes or not. He said, Obi-Wan is ready to face the trials, and I'm going to take him on as my Padawan. And they're like, okay. They didn't like, they did not force him not to. But then Qui-Gon gets killed by Darth Maul. And then Obi-Wan says, now that my master is gone, I'm ready to face the trials, and I want to take on Anakin as my Padawan.
By the way, Darth Maul's death, greatest moment in any Star Wars. No, when Darth Maul's.
Yeah.
Didn't Obi-Wan kill him?
Yeah.
He fell down a chute?
Yeah, cut him in half.
I thought he just was like, whoop.
He cut him in half, and then he like falls over, and like his body turns into two pieces.
Oh, yeah.
But technically, maybe this is a spoiler alert if you didn't watch.
Was this from the original?
This is episode one. But technically, Darth Maul didn't die there.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Oh, you're talking about the other, kills him in the desert.
Yeah, the actual death.
Oh, got it.
Where, okay. Like, he was like, they're like, it was all this build up, and then I don't know where Obi-Wan's like, bloop.
I feel like it's just like a couple of, like, older dudes fighting.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like, honestly, like, Darth Vader killing Obi-Wan Kenobi, so anticlimactic.
Oh, yeah, he just disappeared.
Yeah. And Obi-Wan just, like, stands there.
Yeah.
But, so, that's Luke dying. Don't even get me started on that.
Oh, yeah.
Just disappears.
That's the same thing that happened with Obi-Wan. He
gets tired, and then he just dies.
Yeah. That's what happened to Yoda, too.
Yeah, but Yoda was, like, 900 and something years old.
Well, yeah, but they live a long time. Like, even Grogu's just a baby, and he's 50 years old already.
Yeah, that's true. Anyways.
Star Wars. Welcome
Speaking
to
of
That
Star
Tracks
Wars,
podcast.
That actually transitions well for us, because there is Star Wars news to talk about. But also, Destiny. Real fast, let's wrap that up.
Okay. Destiny Del Baccio from high school?
No, the Disney Destiny. Okay. When is that supposed to, like...
If anybody got that reference.
I have no idea what that is. Disney Destiny, when does that, like, first sale?
2025.
Right.
Not the same year. So, Treasure sails the end of this year.
Right.
There are two cruises before the end of this year. They're like, wow, Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
You guys want to pay a lot of money for these cruises.
Yeah.
And then, they didn't give a timeline for 2025. They're just like, 2025, sailing.
Right.
And I've already asked my travel agent, and she's like, we don't know when we can book it.
Well, so stay tuned for that information. Okay, Star Wars. All kinds of stuff happened. I feel like it all feels like the same day that all this news happened. It wasn't, but it feels like that because it was just so much coming out this week.
When is the new Star Tours stuff happening?
April 5th.
April 5th.
Yeah.
All right. Got to make a reservation.
April 5th starts the season of the Force over at Disneyland, because they do like a whole season for Star Wars over there.
Gotcha. Must be the season of the Force.
That's a good one. Why can't we have that here at Walt Disney World? I don't know.
Season of the Force? I don't know. We used to have Star Wars weekends.
I know. Bring it here. That would be nice. Yeah. But
Hyperspace Hoopla.
Yeah. Interesting.
You know what that is?
I know what Hyperspace Mountain is, but Hyperspace Hoopla? That was part of Star Wars weekend?
Yeah. Okay. Look it up. Ridiculous.
I think it's ringing a bell for me.
Yeah. Like a dance battle. Between like...
Oh, yes.
Like Twi'leks and like Boba Fett. And
yeah. I remember seeing this.
Wookiees.
Yeah. Good times. See, bring some of that fun stuff back. Why can't we have nice things? Anyways, over at Disneyland, it starts April 5th and it runs through June 2nd. A couple of things. They'll have a new popcorn bucket that they're releasing for this, but it's not just a popcorn bucket. You can get fries in the bucket.
Okay.
I like
that. What does it look like?
A stormtrooper helmet, but it's like very like... It's not just a regular helmet. It's a cool helmet, but it's like very just... It's very like...
Distressed?
Yeah. That's the word I was
all beaten
for.
Up?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's exciting.
Maybe something that Ezra had.
Yeah. I want to eat fries out of a stormtrooper's helmet.
Okay.
I think that'd be cool.
Pretty morbid.
Probably going to do it. And so April 5th, obviously, also Star Tours has their new scenes released. That's here at Walt Disney World and over at Disneyland as well. I'm very excited about that. Hyperspace Mountain returns April 5th. At Disneyland, which is like the overlay on their Space Mountain attraction. I've never done that before, so I cannot wait to do it.
That's pretty fun.
I think it's going to become one of my favorite attractions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only problem that I have with it is the lift hill is kind of strange, because you're like jumping to hyperspace and the lift hill, but the lift hill is like...
Oh, that's a bummer.
It's not but like the screens are like...
not like a hyperspace jump on like Smuggler's Run.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a very slow, but then the rest of it's super fun.
I'm excited. It'll be fun. Just to have that overlay and like have Star Wars sound happening will be a good time. And then this is something that interests me. So as a part of Season of the Force, they have Fire of the Rising Moons that will be taking place. And this is going to happen on nights where there are fireworks happening at Disneyland.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But so, and maybe you know more about this. Instead of what I imagine, like whatever soundtrack is happening with this, like the fireworks show that's actually taking place at the rest of the park, in Galaxy's Edge, because it's further removed, but also positioned where you can still see the fireworks, they're playing like Star Wars themed music.
They have, from what I understand, and I could be wrong because we haven't experienced this yet, they created two fireworks shows. So there's the one that you're watching in front of the castle that's themed to Disney.
Right, right, right.
And then there's one that you can watch from within Batuu that it's the same fireworks, but they
So like
timed
I'm going
the music
and, Pixar Fest will be happening.
Yeah.
And there's a special Pixar themed fireworks show.
Right.
That I'll be able to watch in front of Sleeping Beauty Castle.
Right.
But then the next night, if I want to, you're saying I can go back to Galaxy's Edge. The same fireworks will be shot up, but it'll be a Star Wars themed fireworks show.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that.
I don't know how that'll work out because they'll probably be like a Pixar ball.
Yeah, like, yeah.
So I'm interested to see.
Like Batuu, you're like, what the heck did that come from?
Right.
What are these toys? I don't know. It'll be interesting. I'll report back on that after I go.
Yeah.
Because the plan is, I think, probably the first night that we're there is Star Wars night. So that will be what we'll be doing.
Or if it's just like the cast members are like, oh, I hope you guys are ready. Tonight we're celebrating the big festival of the Fire of the Rising Moons.
Yeah.
And then like, be sure to look east for the great extravaganza.
Houdini.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, what was that? What was it? Was that Andor? What did they do? There was like a fireworks display that was how there was something that was happening recently.
I don't remember.
That I watched.
My
it
brain
might
just
have been
went
Andor.
To Traitors, where they did a firework display at the end of the show, and it was.
But there was like they were invading. I'm completely blanking on what show this was or where I saw this.
Well, they have fireworks like at the end of episode 6.
But it wasn't fireworks that they were watching.
Oh,
they were going to a base, and there was like.
Oh.
It was like, maybe it was the space whales that were coming in or something.
Oh,
there was like.
That sounds familiar.
They're like, everybody wanted off at this specific time.
To be able to watch it.
To be able to watch this thing happen. It might have been Andor. I think it was Andor.
Or Ahsoka.
No, I'm pretty 90, 80, 27% sure it was Andor.
I don't remember.
Before he went to the prison thing.
Okay. Interesting.
When he just got introduced and he wasn't Cassian yet. He was like under an alias.
Oh, yeah.
And they had to like go to, what was his alias?
I don't remember. My
Greg?
Memory, these deals. Greg.
My name's Greg Space Dude, and I'm here to help out these rebels.
Oh, dear. I don't know.
Yeah.
My brain, when I'm not good at remembering specific details about shows.
But that's how they got in, was because of the distraction of all the officers and stuff wanted to watch
to me.
This like meteor.
Was it? They were on like a beach planet?
No, that was when he got arrested.
Oh, okay.
That was where he went to try to like be avoided. And
that was before that.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember. But that'll be fun. I'm excited to experience it. Also, side note, real fast. Speaking of episode one, it's celebrating its 25th anniversary.
Hmm.
Which is wild to think about.
You guys want
to
go pod racing?
Yeah. But it's coming back to theaters for a short period of time starting May 3rd.
Oh, so I want to watch it in 4DX.
I'm going to go see it. And it's May 3rd. My birthday's on May 9th. I'll be in Disneyland for a while around that time. But I'll be back in time for my birthday. And I would like to go to see this movie in theaters for my birthday. Yeah. I'll feel like a kid again. I remember seeing
The Phantom Menace?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Darth Maul. I remember seeing it in theaters as a kid. Star Wars movies used to release in May, so it was always around my birthday that it would happen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is this where... Are you an angel? Is this episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love it.
So
can't wait to go pod racing.
Well, maybe you can come watch it for my birthday.
4DX. Point Orlando.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not an Orlando guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I drive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know what it's called anymore.
Well, that sounds like fun. Tickets are on sale for that now if you guys are interested in going to see. I like going to watch movies like that in theaters again. It feels fun. And I want to take Luke with me for sure.
Yeah.
Because I was around his age when that first movie came out and loved it. So he's seen a lot of Star Wars, but anyways.
Hasn't seen it in the theater.
Exactly. Well, he has.
All right, never mind. Don't take him. Leave him at home.
Forget it, Luke. You don't get to come.
All right, Ethan?
I think it would be interesting to see if... Ethan's never seen much Star Wars yet, but I think he would be into it.
Okay.
And Ethan doesn't really get scared of a lot of things. He's pretty like, whatever.
I get scared of Darth Maul.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he would just kind of be like, all right. I don't know.
All right.
I'd have to be careful with that for sure.
I'm going to take Ethan to go see Heredity.
No. I get scared of things. So that's some fun stuff. Also, Star Wars. Speaking of Star Wars, it was this whole like marketing scheme of or ploy by Star Wars and Disney, and it was called March to May 4th. So like,
oh, bam, 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 bam,
right,
bam,
like the Imperial bam. March, but it was happening in the month of March, and it was just okay. Like them teasing and like, which I really liked it. I like that idea because we do like halfway to Halloween with Disney, and we do all these fun things, and it's basically their opportunity to sort of like release information about what's coming. And so they like had Hayden Christensen, who plays Anakin, they flew him to New York City, and there was other media there in New York City, and the Empire State Building
struck back, I guess.
Yeah, good one. They partnered with Disney maybe or Star Wars, but they did a whole projection show onto the Empire State Building, and Anakin was there watching it. I say Anakin. Hayden Christensen was there watching it. It was just cool. Like the Star Wars took over the Empire State Building.
That's a good call.
Yeah, I thought
good
it was
synergy.
Very creative. Yeah, it was fun. And so like this year, everything is very like villain themed for Star Wars. So lots of the bad guys, a lot of the Sith.
Yeah, because I also saw that what's her name, Ventress, had her lightsabers released.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and on May 4th. One of the hilts, or the hilt that is being released on May 4th, is Darth Maul's lightsaber, which is going to go...
The double one, right?
Yeah, there's going to be long lines for that, for sure.
Yeah,
I think they're putting it on DisneyStore.com as well. So, fun stuff. Star Wars, can't wait. I'm excited to be in Disneyland and just for all of the Star Wars things. I love Star Wars so much. I mean, my kid's name's Luke, so, you know.
Skywalker.
Okay. I told you guys we're going to have a lot of news. So coming this summer.
This summer,
June 10th, we talked about June.
10th.
June's going to be a busy time at the Disney parks because a lot of these things begin in June. Actually, before we get into June 10th, a little teaser there. Backtrack, May 24th.
Backtrack, May 24th.
Okay, why are you just repeating?
Because you just said this summer. I was
like
trying to do
trailer.
That, yeah.
I like it. Disney Springs has a new show coming.
New drone show.
Yeah, on May 24th.
Excited to see it. We were just talking about this before the podcast. Back in 2016, they had a holiday drone show at Disney Springs.
This. Yeah.
Yeah. They did it just for 1 year. We went and we watched it. It was very nice.
I was going to say, do you feel like you enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Disney Springs is set up very nicely to accommodate a drone show because drone shows require a pretty big footprint of setup, and so you have to have somewhere for the drones to land and to go, and it's harder to have drones take off and fly over people. You need more regulations to do that.
Yeah.
And so Disney Springs has the ability to have them start in the Watermelon parking lot. What is that over there by
Lime?
No, the parking lot. Strawberry parking lot, which is over there by Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, yeah. The actual, ground level parking lot.
Yeah. At the very end of it, they can section that whole thing off, lay out all their drones, and the drones can take off and just fly over water and then be in a show.
Do you feel like, because was Disney Springs in 2016, or was it still Downtown Disney? I don't remember when that change happened.
It had to have been Disney Springs because my video was titled Disney Springs.
Oh, okay. I feel like Disney Springs has changed so much recently in the last few years. So it's going to be interesting to see like how that flows with.
You know
that
where
space.
It's going to be a great spot to watch that?
Where?
From the upstairs balcony of Wine Bar George.
Oh yeah, that would be cool. You can oversee a lot of things.
Yeah.
I was thinking it's going to be busy, obviously, when this thing first takes off. This is going to be running May 24th through September 2nd, so there's plenty of time to see it. I was thinking over by where the hot air balloon.
Yeah, that's where the show will actually probably take place.
Okay.
Is like behind the hot air balloon, like behind Starbucks.
Right. Yeah. There's just like nice space stand by the water over there.
Man, go to Summer House, get an outside seat, get yourself some delicious food.
I've never been to
a gigantic cookie. We're going.
Oh.
Okay. Just letting you know. You let me know when you want to go.
I'm ready.
To Summer House.
I want to go so badly because it looks delicious.
It is very good.
And the vibes are like so chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. About the show. It's called Dreams That Soar. And here's a quote. It says, "You can fly takes on a whole new meaning." You can fly being like the song from Peter Pan.
Yeah.
"Takes on a whole new meaning as we showcase Disney stories celebrating the joy of flight with the state-of-the-art drones choreographed to create designs in the sky and paired with a quote-unquote soaring musical score and memorable movie quotes." So it's going to be very like flying themed, obviously. Yeah. It's in the name, Dreams.
Buzz Lightyear.
You think?
Yeah.
I think like Baymax.
Baymax, yeah.
We don't have
planes.
Baymax at Walt Disney World.
The from the Cars universe.
I don't think so.
Could have Mater when he did that. He was like a stunt plane.
Oh yeah, could be.
But so
definitely Buzz Lightyear.
Disney has been doing drones in Paris for a little while now. So like we've seen shots of the drone show from Paris. Looks amazing. Very excited to see this because the one in 2016 was nice and cool to see, but the technology has far advanced.
Right, they've upped the ante for sure with drone shows. So, and I like that there's going to be something happening at Disney Springs. I think that like there's going to be it's going to help draw crowds away from the theme parks this summer, and give people the opportunity to go to Springs at night and enjoy a show.
Also, by the way, it's free.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's an opportunity to go. I mean, obviously, like if you go do things at Disney Springs, eat, shop, all of those things
that's
are going to cost
free,
you for sure.
Parking is free. You can walk around Disney Springs for free.
Right.
Yeah. You can bring a sandwich if you'd like to from home.
Pack a picnic. If you're staying at a DVC resort and you have food in your fridge, just take it
walk
with you.
Walk on over.
Yeah.
There was one person that brought their own grill to Disney Springs. They got kicked out, but I've seen it happen.
I wonder, don't do that. I wonder what the views from some of the balconies over at Saratoga Springs would be like.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, that might be pretty cool.
Yeah.
It depends on what the show like looks like, you know?
I'm telling you, Disney Springs, go there, go over to House of Blues.
Yeah.
Ask them to do an art tour.
Yeah.
See some folk art.
We're excited. I'm excited. May 24th is Francie and I's like wedding anniversary. So I think we're going to like make a date night out of it.
Get some cookies.
Yeah.
Get some donuts.
Yeah.
Get a chicken sandwich.
So
Starbucks.
More information on that will come at the end of May, but I'm really looking forward to it. And I just think it's nice to have like other entertainment.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to spend the entire day at Disney Springs one day.
Oh.
From 10 o'clock opening.
Morning till night.
Until the drone show. Close it out. Just like I'm going to a theme park.
Yeah. Rope drop to.
Rope drop to closing. And we'll do Disney Springs.
Wow. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Maybe we can make a challenge out
of it.
That's
my challenge.
Let's do it.
See how many days I can stay at Disney Springs.
I feel like you would be so tired and grumpy by the end of that day.
How are you going to be grumpy? You got 1,000 cookies to eat and like...
No, you would definitely hit a sugar high and then you would crash.
No, you just got to get your face
painted. I've seen you at the end of a challenge day and...
That's only if I don't have any... If I have something planned after a challenge, I get all stressed.
So if you'd feel more relaxed if you knew that that's what was happening.
Yeah, if I was like, I know that I'm going to be there from morning until night, kids are taken care of.
Then you'd be fine?
I'm fine.
Well, I'm going to test... We'll test that out.
Yeah, let's do it.
I think that what would be cool is if we had a stay at Saratoga Springs and then like the families were back at Saratoga.
Hanging out in the pool.
Yeah.
Grilling up hot dogs.
This sounds like a good idea. We'll plan this out.
Yeah.
I love Saratoga Springs, by the way. Side note.
Treehouse.
It is so, not even just the treehouse, but the actual rooms. They've recently been renovated. I say recently, probably within the last couple of years. But they're beautiful. They're nice. Saratoga has so much to offer. Like, as a resort,
mm-hmm.
the like common area, the play area for the kids is fantastic. The pool is incredible. It's huge. I don't know. There's a lot.
Within walking distance of Disney Springs?
And it's like underrated. And also, like, as far as cost goes, it typically is like...
It's a moderate though, right?
I think it's deluxe. It is. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
But it's not as expensive as some of the other parks. And that has to do with like its location to the theme parks.
Mm-hmm.
It is further away, but I think it's great. So anyways, also summer. Okay.
Summer. This summer.
This summer. June 10th is when a lot of these celebrations are starting. And I'll go through the quick ones first. Real quick side piece of information. Joy from Inside Out is going to... And Inside Out 2, because during summertime. That probably has a lot to do with this. Inside Out 2 is coming out this summer. And so they'll place that. You had a very, very intense reaction to that.
Go because ahead. Disney has notoriously stepped away from putting characters into the parks at the same time that a movie is in the theaters.
Right.
I don't know why they did that, but even with sequels. So this is the first to my memory that they're putting a character into the park, into a specific location with the release of a movie.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want more characters show up. So like, as far as Inside Out goes, the only characters that we've been able to meet, I think, and maybe I'm wrong on this if other ones have shown up at some point, but not been regular, are Sadness and Joy.
Yeah, that's all that I know of, Joy and Sadness.
Okay. But I want, there's some new characters that are coming out. Yeah, I want to meet Anxiety. I have some things
I've
to talk
about. Anxiety.
I have to so often. And I just feel like it would be such a healing moment to see Anxiety represented in character form.
Personified.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel like I'd bond with Anxiety because I do a lot with Anxiety. It would
be such a fun thing.
Yeah.
Like such a fun interaction.
It would be so good. Anyways, I hope Anxiety shows up, but...
I don't.
The character.
I hope Anxiety stays far, far away.
That was a good one. So Joy is going to be at Hollywood Studios in like the Pixar area where like Frozone meets
Munisaburg.
Sometimes
Head in the Mode.
Yeah, and sometimes some of the Monsters Inc. characters are over there. Usually, like outside of Toy Story, because obviously they're in Toy Story Land. Any of the other Pixar characters will, if they're meeting, they'll meet over in Munisaburg.
Yeah, but I feel like Joy is probably going to be in One Man's Dream.
No, I think she's going to Munisaburg.
Really?
I think so. Either way, that's all like very close to each other.
Because who's in One Man Dream right now? Is it Ariel still?
I think so. So they would change that. Yeah. But that's exciting, which is interesting also, though, because Joy also meets at Epcot.
Right.
So I don't know if maybe that
in Imagination Land.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope they put Bing Bong there.
Oh, my gosh.
If they put Bing Bong in Imagination Land, getting off Figment...
You've got Figment and Bing Bong right next to each other.
Oh my God.
Imagine that.
Them interacting together.
That'd be so I'm getting in line for Bing Bong over Figment all day, every day.
Okay, you don't have to be so angry about it. Jeez. We know you hate old Epcot. It's fine.
The superior of the imagination characters, for sure.
Listen.
Those are fighting words, but
you got it all wrong. Bing Bong is an imaginary friend. Figment is a figment of your imagination.
Still. Imaginations.
Yes, but they are two different things.
I don't feel like it's that far off from each other. And my choice is Bing Bong. So
okay. Well, there you go.
If you were, that's interesting to note. There's going to be.
Are you Tim or a Nick?
Yeah.
Are you a Figment or a Bing Bong?
You would pick Figment over Bing Bong?
Yeah. Because Bing Bong's sad. Figment's never sad.
Figment is slightly annoying.
Okay. Well, Bing Bong is sad.
He is so special and has such a special place in Riley's heart. I know it drifts away.
Sad. Sad is what the words you're looking for is sad.
I weep when I watch that scene. But he is fantastic, and I don't understand how anyone could pick Figment over Bing Bong.
They're on the same team, but...
Wow. Team Nick, let me know. Show up in the comments.
If you were put in between, like, you're their dog... And Bing Bong went one way and Figment went the other. Who would you run to?
Yeah. Bing Bong.
Okay.
He's more inviting. He's like a fluffy cotton candy.
I'm waiting for you to sing the song.
Figment's... I'm not going to because then you'll hear me sing.
How does it go, though?
Who's the friend that likes to play? Look, you heard me sing. Bing bong, bing bong. Anyway.
Proud of you.
You did it. You manipulated that situation.
I didn't. I really don't remember the words.
Anyways, that was supposed to be a really quick piece of information, but we totally elaborated on it. Joy showed up at Hollywood Studios June 10th. Also happening...
Because there is a Bing Bang, Bing Bong, Bing Bang, Bing Bong walk-around character that has been seen at
Disneyland.
Pixar Place.
Yeah. Yeah. Bring him here.
I'm telling you guys.
That would be fantastic.
The backdrop is literally already there.
Yeah. It's like, doesn't it say Imagination Land?
Imagination Land. Yeah. Wow. That's Bing Bong's... It's his backdrop, but they just put Joy there.
Don't you think they would have announced that, though?
Yeah, they should. Excuse me.
I think it's a fantastic idea. Like, who do we need to call?
Who do we need to call?
I don't know.
Someone. I'm going to talk to somebody. Next time I see somebody.
Yeah, you know people.
I know people.
I know. So that's exciting. Also, June 10th, they're celebrating the 30th anniversary, which this makes me feel old a little bit. The 30th anniversary of The Lion King, starting at Animal Kingdom on June 10th. That's going to run
exciting.
June 10th through September 6th.
I hope it's just more than cupcakes.
I know, me too. Like, I want
like,
some
here's
fun.
A Lion King cupcake.
I need savory themed food.
Yeah. Hyenas.
But, yeah. What?
What would you have? Like a zebra leg?
No.
What's with the lion? The bugs?
No, like they could use normal food.
Savory but satisfying. Like slimy yet satisfying.
Slimy yet satisfying.
Right?
I think that they could have normal food, but they could just like switch it up. Somehow.
You know what I want them to bring back?
What?
Name the species. You know what that is?
What? No.
And you know where Zuri's Sweets is?
Yeah.
They had 4 different brownie items that were poop.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, they were so delicious. They were like the best desserts I've ever had at Disney.
Maybe they'll bring it back.
They will not, but I hope that they do something.
I'm excited, though. I love The Lion King. It's one of my favorite movies as a kid. I had Lion King sheets. I had Lion King pajamas. I had Lion King backpacks and lunch boxes and all the Lion King things. I had a birthday party that was Lion King.
Oh.
Yeah. A piggy bank that if you put a... I wonder if people know it will remember this, but you could put, like, when you put a quarter into it, it had Mufasa and Simba sitting on it, and it would say, "Everything the light touches is our kingdom." Every time you put a coin in it.
It said, oh, just one phrase? It wasn't like...
Yeah, I think it was just...
Remember everything. Who you are.
No, which that makes should me have. Cry every time it happens and happily ever after.
It should. That way you can remember to save your coins.
Well,
instead of like, here,
I don't think
you already own everything.
I don't think
buy more.
I don't think they were going for that with a kid's piggy bank.
What about that dark area?
What about that dark shadowy place over there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't go there.
Yeah.
It's where the elephants die. The elephant graveyard.
Elephant what? All right. We got to stop quoting movies.
had something to say about Lion King.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember what it is now.
There's new food coming. We're waiting to hear details about that.
For Lion King?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Bugs. But not like actual bugs.
Right.
We've done that before.
I would be fine with the playoff things.
Yeah.
Sure.
You ever eaten bugs?
Some.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Nothing crazy about it. They don't have a lot of flavor.
No.
It's not like I was sitting eating bugs. It was like part of a challenge. I've had maggots.
Ooh.
Yeah, gross. They were dried out.
Yeah.
Crunchy.
Yeah.
They were Cheeto flavored.
Yeah. There was a thing at the Science Center a few years back about bugs, and they like invited a gourmet bug chef in.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and they would like cook up bugs, and I had them. They
were
very
good?
Delicious because
yeah,
they were
if a
like
gourmet.
Chef
is doing it, yeah,
but yeah,
not just like grabbing a bug.
Yeah, I've had the other ones. I've had like hot dogs with grasshoppers on them and stuff like that.
Yeah, that one's
kind of like a shock factor.
Yeah,
thing
exactly.
Where you're like you're eating bugs, but yeah. They don't really like add flavor.
You have
to
like mentally get over it.
Yeah, it's kind of nutty flavored.
Yeah.
But like kind of dry and like
I don't think people want to hear
papery.
About this.
Just saying.
New merch. There's the new merch coming.
New Lion King merch?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Very excited about that. And then also Timon and Rafiki will be meeting again at Rafiki's Planet Watch.
Oh, good.
I feel like Rafiki's Planet Watch is like very underrated. Like
yeah,
not enough people
so
go
good.
There.
You
yeah.
Can go do an animation class there.
Yeah.
It's like being on a cruise ship.
It's pretty fun. Yeah. So
I did
check
the
it out.
Animation class with my tattoo artist. It was... A blowout.
That would be super humbling experience.
Yeah. He did very good and I did very bad.
Yeah, I would not. I don't think I would enjoy that experience. I'd be like, okay, show off.
I didn't call it. That's what he does. He's not showing off.
I
He's
know.
Just drawing a picture.
I'm just joking, obviously.
Jeez. Such violence in your heart.
My gosh. It's a violent.
That sounded violent.
Anyways, over at Epcot, one of the things that I am most excited about of all of the news today there's a new show coming to Epcot.
What's it called?
Are you familiar with this?
Encanto?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what's it called?
Celebración Encanto.
Celebration Encanto?
Yeah, like celebrating.
Celebrating Encanto means...
Yeah, it's like to celebrate Encanto.
But does Encanto
like
mean something?
Like Frozen Ever After... Isn't there Celebration in there? No?
Yeah.
Not Frozen mean? Ever After. What's the music... What's the sing-along show? Isn't it called like a Frozen...
Sing-along?
Musical Celebration or something? No?
I don't know. But does Encanto mean something? Does it mean like house?
Oh my gosh, my brain is going to blank on this now. You put me on the spot. No, it doesn't mean house. That's casita. That's
casita.
Encanto is like, I think it's like enchantment.
Oh yeah, it does. It's like magic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Encanto.
Yeah.
Enchantment.
It's not really a word that you use like every day in conversations.
You're not like, ¿dónde está la Encanto biblioteca? Yeah,
the enchanting.
The enchanted library. Could be a thing.
I mean, yeah. But anyways, I'm really excited. So this is going to run several times throughout the day, and it's going to be happening at, which we'll talk about in a second, Communicore Plaza.
This is June 10th?
Starting June 10th, and it's going to run through September 6th. So it's just a limited time deal. It's not like this show is going to be what is going to happen there throughout the year.
So, but we had also like seen that they were holding auditions for.
Right. So that's what this is for.
People from Encanto.
Yeah. We saw that they were looking for characters and characters specifically who would be able to sing. So this fact.
Isabella and Luisa.
No, actually. So what Disney has teased is that you'll be able to see Mirabelle and Bruno.
Oh.
So they haven't said anything about any of the other characters.
I want to see Luisa.
Me too. But maybe they'll cast those. I don't know. They didn't use that in like their information when they released. Hmm. But it's a sing-along show. So much similar to what they have over at Frozen. And I apologize, my brain is blanking on what that show is actually called. But the Frozen sing-along that happens at Hollywood Studios.
I thought it was just called the Frozen sing-along.
Is it? I feel like there's more to that name, but I don't know. It's going to be like that, but Encanto themed.
My first time pulling my phone out this entire...
I'm proud of you. I've had it up, but I have all of our notes for this episode on my phone. That's why I've been looking at it so much.
I just saw my stuff about Bass Tracker.
That feels like so long ago. This show will be happening several times throughout the day. And yeah, I'm excited.
For the first time in forever, a Frozen sing-along celebration.
See, I knew the word celebration was in there.
There's... Frostbite Freddy's Frozen Freshman. You know where that is? Blizzard Beach.
Anyways, so I'm excited. It's going to be fun. I'm particularly excited because Ethan is going to be so happy.
Yeah.
And also, that means that on June 10th, Communicore Plaza will be opening. I don't like the name Communicore Plaza.
Why not?
I think Communicore to me sounds like some sort of like educational thing. I think because of Common Core. Right?
I'm sorry. I'm just taking this in for a moment. I forgot that you don't know anything about Epcot.
Oh, is that there's meaning behind it?
Yeah, that's the what? Center of Epcot used to be called the Communicore.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't know these.
Because it was the core of communication.
Yeah. Well,
they
makes
did
sense.
What's called edutainment there.
You looked at me with such disdain in your face.
Yeah, because I forgot.
You're so disappointed in me.
This is like my childhood, and you're like, I don't know. It sounds dumb to me.
Well, now I have a deeper appreciation for it.
Yeah.
It still sounds like Common Core.
That's where like SMRT1, was it SMRT1? That's his name. A little robot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what used to be our favorite thing to do there? You would get on those bikes with the screens on it, and you would bike around all of Epcot.
Yeah.
And kids were just, like, on bikes all day.
That's good to know. I had no idea. I did not, like, don't come at me. I did not grow up going to Epcot much as a kid. We were always at Magic Kingdom and sometimes at Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
And so, like, the traditional, like, old school Epcot things, I'm not well rehearsed on.
You want me to give my hot take about old school Epcot?
Sure.
World of Motion was better than Horizons.
Oh.
Come at me.
That means nothing to me.
People love Horizons for some reason.
Is Horizons where... What's there now?
Horizons is where Mission Space is now.
Oh, okay.
And World of Motion was right next door where Test Track is.
Right. Yeah.
But Horizons, people... I think this is like the most well-documented ride.
Yeah.
That people have seen.
I bet if I saw pictures and stuff, it might trigger some memories for me as a kid.
If you can dream it, then you can do. That's Horizons.
Yeah. Okay.
But World of Motion was better.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have any opinions on that.
So there you go.
Sounds good. I trust your opinion.
And you should.
But yeah, so Communicore Hall will be opening. It's going to be home. Okay, this is interesting. This is a quote from Disney. While Communicore Hall will be home to the iconic Epcot festivals and other celebrations, and we'll definitely share more on that later, which is, let's unpack that for a second. So
you're going to have booths, food booths.
Right. Would you say that like what has become home to the festivals right now is the Odyssey building?
Yeah.
Because that building takes over theming for mm-hmm. each festival. So what's going to happen to the Odyssey building when...
God, I hope it stays.
Yeah, me too.
It's like, it's been there. It was like abandoned for a while and people wouldn't go in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There used to
be a show there. Have you ever seen the pictures of Mickey and Minnie and they're like their space suits?
Yeah.
That was the Odyssey.
Oh, okay. I just feel like that building has been a lot of fun with each festival. Like they've mm-hmm. done such a fantastic job like transforming it for the festivals. And I hope that it still is tied into the festival somehow.
And I think they're not, like, they closed down Odyssey in between festivals to do that.
Right.
And I don't think they're going to close down Communicore.
No, they'll have to flip it very quickly. And maybe they won't be, like, it won't be themed.
Right.
Right.
So I think that it's just going to be booths in there.
Yeah.
And, like...
I don't know. That's interesting the way that it's worded. It says that it will be home to the festivals. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
But they said they'll share more about it later, so we'll learn and we'll share with you guys when
we
know.
I hope on the stage where Encanto is, mm-hmm. when it's not Encanto, I hope they put like that Festivus show. What's the name of that? Joyful?
Yeah, yeah.
I hope they're up there.
Yeah, as opposed to like at World Showcase.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then they can go off in the rain and stuff.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that will probably be the case because this ends September 6th. And I wonder if around that time is what, because we don't know when Food and Wine will be starting this year.
Mm.
In the past, it started back in the day, it started later. But recently, it has been starting mid-July. And it's been starting like a week after Flower and Garden has ended. But Flower and Garden is ending at the end of May this year, which is perfect time for there not to be a festival. Or maybe another festival, or there not to be a festival, so that summer can really have its moment with Communicore opening, the Encanto show happening. Mm-hmm. There doesn't need to be a festival for that. So they open Communicore, they let that run through September 6th. I bet, this is a prediction, I bet Food and Wine Festival will start after September 6th this year.
Make it shorter?
Opposed to like September through November.
That's hard for me to agree with because... festivals are such a big moneymaker for Disney. I don't see them shortening anything.
Yeah. Do you think though that like food, because they shortened Flower and Garden Festival by
that's
2
true.
Months.
Yeah.
And I think that's why they're building the hype around this stuff happening at Epcot this summer. And everyone will be, not everyone, but a lot of people will be wanting to travel to Walt Disney World this summer because of Tiana's Bayou Adventure. So.
Man, I am going to eat my hat.
Yeah.
And I will gladly eat my hat
for
this.
You were so off. You were like, there's no way.
Yeah, they've already started testing.
Had people
they had Imagineers
the
riding the ride this week.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man.
Wow.
It's happening a lot sooner than I thought it was.
Wow. I'm just going to take a moment to relish in this victory.
It's fine. I'll eat my hat.
I'm excited, though. I'm so glad you were wrong.
Okay. I'm going to put that on a soundbite right here so that Nick, every time I'm wrong, I can push the button and it'll be Nick just saying, I'm so glad you're wrong.
But really, though, I'm glad that it's closer. I'm saying that jokingly, but I really am glad that it's closer than we thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
That you thought it was going to be.
That was okay.
It was very exciting to see the Imagineers come down like on that ride. But now I want to know what they've seen.
Well, I mean, they've seen it all.
Yeah.
Here's what I think threw me off is that they built the animatronics all off-site ahead of time and just kind of like brought them in and really plugged them in.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm relishing in that a little bit too much.
Okay. Pickle relish or pepper relish?
Anyways, no, but that has got to be pretty soon. Like, we've got to be hearing information about like preview days for pass holders soon.
Yeah.
We'll be wrapping this up. Communicore also, it says it'll be a perfect, cool indoor space year-round for you and your family to recharge. Yeah. Which is necessary because as much as I love World Celebration and the new garden area, during the summertime, it's going to be so hot. and there's not a lot of there's not
noises happening in the hallway.
There's not a lot of like yet. Those trees are not very developed yet, so there's not a lot of shade there just yet.
Right.
So it'll be nice to have an indoor space. And then also,
sorry, Oliver just woke up from his nap,
and he is letting everybody know about it,
telling everybody that he's awake.
Poor buddy. Also, it says the coolest mouse around will be ready to give you a hug once new character greeting location Mickey and Friends debuts.
The coolest mouse?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I hope he's got, like, sunglasses, like, summertime Mickey.
You think he'll be different?
Yeah.
That'd be fun if he changed with the festivals.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm into that. But, yeah. So
want to see
exciting.
Him in the wintertime? He's wearing, like, his, like, Alaskan Cruise Line outfits.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
It'd be pretty sweet.
I think it would be probably themed to Festival of the Holidays.
Yeah, he's wearing like a holiday sweater at
yeah.
least.
Yeah. But that's exciting. And so Mickey will probably be leaving the Pixar yeah. theater.
Maybe they'll change that too.
Yeah. That whole thing needs some updating
yeah.
back there. Yeah.
Yeah, and bring back Captain EO.
Sure. I'm fine with that.
That was easy.
Why not? I do think that they should, that needs to change eventually for sure. Because I think it's like nobody goes back there anymore. It's outdated.
Right.
And it has the potential to be something very cool.
Also, one of my favorite places to go when I was a kid was the Jumping Fountains.
Yeah. Luke and Ethan loved that. Literally yesterday at Epcot, they said, we want to go to the Jumping Fountains. And they just wanted to go like run around that area.
Yeah.
Was Honey, I Shrunk the Kids ever... what that theater was back there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Honey, I Shrunk the Audience.
That's what I have memory of. That was before Captain EO?
No.
It had to have been after, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, a couple other quick notes of this pertaining to Disney. Disney's Vero Beach Resort. I've never been there.
Amazing.
You guys love it, right?
Yeah.
Their character breakfast returns April 20th.
Oh.
And that's with Goofy and Pluto. So that's exciting. If you're planning a trip out there this summer, make sure that you like get a reservation for that. I'd imagine it's not super difficult to get reservations for some of those experiences.
No. The only thing that's difficult to get reservations for there is the beachside villas.
Right. Yeah.
There's very few of them.
Yeah. And they're hot commodities.
Yep.
I had written down Imagineers testing on Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Sorry to gloat there for a second. I apologize for that.
It's okay.
But it's exciting. Also, did you notice that, or someone made this, an awareness of this, but they had a sign that said we're testing, and the verbiage on the sign was like similar verbiage that they used for the we're testing signs for Splash Mountain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is cool.
Like a little throwback to
nod
Splash Mountain.
To what existed there before. Okay. And then finally, quick note, we're not a Run Disney podcast, but the themes were released for Marathon Weekend for next January, and I have officially decided that I am going to do Dopey 2025 again. So the themes for Marathon Weekend are not like,
this is running.
Exactly. It's not anything like super exciting, like not very
like
thematic.
The characters are running.
Yeah. And it's usually just like the core characters, Mickey, Minnie, Fab Five, plus the additional few. But they do like designs for them. And the designs are very like retro themed.
Yeah. It looks
year.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm really into it. I'm excited about that. Also, last piece of news. they released information about another Mattel park opening. So there's one opening in Arizona.
Yeah.
They're opening another one in Kansas City.
Oh.
Which is pretty exciting. We don't know like a lot of information about these parks, but obviously Mattel like has big brands like Barbie
Hot and Wheels.
Hot Wheels. So those like themed in a theme park sounds like a lot of fun.
I want a Hot Wheels like test track or a Hot Wheels roller coaster.
Yeah. The first one opens late 2024 in Arizona. We should go to Arizona.
Okay.
Not maybe this year, but like soon.
At some point.
Yeah. Anyways, Kansas City, it says it's set to open in 2026.
So where in Arizona?
Glendale.
Glendale.
Yeah.
Mm.
Near Phoenix.
Okay.
Right?
Sounds hot.
Well, yeah, Arizona is very hot. I've been to Arizona. My sister lived in Tucson for a while, but I'm pretty sure Glendale is like one of the suburbs of Phoenix because I think that's where, this is my football knowledge, but I think that's where the stadium is for, yeah, it is. A suburb of Phoenix. It's where the Arizona Cardinals play football.
Oh.
Anyways.
All right. All that I can think of is I've been to Phoenix, Arizona, all the way to Tacoma, Philadelphia, Atlanta, GA.
I don't know that song.
Okay.
Who sings that?
I have to get through it. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm tired.
Are you?
Yeah, that was a lot of news.
It was a lot of news.
Yeah, but we wanted to make... Oh, we can't end right now.
We're not done yet.
No, we're not. We have one other last big piece of information.
What was that?
D23.
Oh. I'm just going to go to sleep now. Okay, so D23, we have to buy tickets for tomorrow, if you're listening to this on Monday.
Yeah, March 26th.
9 a.m. Pacific time, which is like noon for us.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so. Let me fact check that, but go ahead.
And it's going to be super hard. This is the biggest D23 Expo there ever has been.
Yeah.
It's across two different venues. It's the Anaheim Convention Center and...
The Honda Center.
The Honda Center. Mm-hmm. So the Honda Center is the nighttime, like, stuff with the big panels. What are the panels that are at night?
So there's three different nights, and I really like how they did this year. First of all, I love that they're all at night, as opposed to some happening in the morning, some happening at night. Like the last D23 Expo, which is what it used to be called, I think there were six major panels. And they were like, one was in the morning and one was in the evening. These panels, you have them pulled up on.
Yeah. So Friday, August 9th, at the Anaheim Convention Center. This is what happens every day at the Anaheim Convention Center. They just say panels, presentations, shopping, merchandise, and immersive experiences. Fine. For Friday, August 9th at night at the Honda Center, they have Disney Entertainment Showcase,
which is about 3 miles away from the convention center.
And so Disney Entertainment Showcase would be movies.
I think it would be not just movies, but I think... So last year... they did Disney Studios and had a specific panel for Disney Studios, which was Disney movies and like things that were being produced by specifically the Disney Studio Company.
Right.
I think Disney Entertainment is much more broad. So I think that will be the evening that they talk about all of the new projects from Disney Studios, but also Marvel, Star Wars, and not just movies, but shows, Disney Plus.
Well, because this is at the Honda Center. Right. So this is going to be... So normally... each panel, like the Marvel panel, would be like an hour.
Right. So Expo Marvel was combined with Star Wars and Fox for a panel, and that was like in the morning.
Yeah.
And then then the day before that, they had the Disney Studios panel, and that was like content that was being produced, movies that were coming out, but also shows and animated live action and shows that were coming out to Disney Plus or from Disney Studios. So it was all very like broken up, whereas this time around they're putting everything in the evening. I really appreciate that.
But it's going to be like going to a concert. Like you're going to be there for like three hours
for sure. It's everything being combined.
It's going to be... I hope they sell hot dogs and stuff.
Yeah, specifically
hot dogs. Like corn. No, I mean like
no. They have to. You have to be able to eat dinner there. Yeah,
like a concert.
Well, so
I want to buy. I want to go to the merch tent. I want to get I was there on August 9th.
I think that the merch tent is going to be happening over at the convention.
I know, but I want this other stuff. I want like exclusive posters.
Oh, yeah.
For people that went to the...
Do you think that like, because when you left a panel the last time around, sometimes they would have posters to give you. You think that they'll do that again this year?
We got Portos.
Yeah, I don't think that there's going to be so many more people at this Civic Center than there are that were because of space. I don't think that it'll be as much free handouts.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be given out.
No way. There's they can no give that way. Many of that posters? No.
I mean, and
maybe
like
posters.
One D23, Destination D23, we got Amazon Echoes.
No way.
Took happening. Like 3 years to get them there. So he's just like, Josh Damaro came out and he's like, everybody here is getting an Amazon Echo. Stay tuned. And then literally 3 years later, they're like,
here's your code.
Here's your Echo. And it was so complex on how to get it.
I will say that I think that's an expectation that you can have in going to this. If you have been to like D23 Expo before, you got a lot of handouts. There's no way they can give that many handouts to that many more people. Right. I don't remember the breakdown.
Well, they do this sort of stuff at baseball games. Like you go to a baseball mini hat day or whatever.
Well, that's what I was going to say. If anything, posters. Like that's easy to hand out, but like food, no way.
Bobbleheads?
Yeah, maybe. It'll be like marketing materials.
Yeah. You get a stress ball.
Yeah, exactly.
For you to squeeze.
I don't remember the breakdown, but it's like the Civic Center holds like thousands more people than...
Probably like 15,000.
Yeah, than that room did. So the room that the big panels happened at.
Yeah, I think the big panels held like 2,000 to 5,000.
Okay.
So I think we're like three times as many people.
Yeah, I would say that that's easy to do.
Which, that's good for us as far as buying tickets, which that's what we were talking about earlier, is that last year I seem to remember them saying two tickets a person. If you're a gold member for D23.
It was.
We should also mention that.
That's what I was going to say. Tomorrow's... So I brought the breakdown of when the sales start. So okay. March 26th, a sale starts at 12 p.m. Pacific time, so 3 p.m. Eastern time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I was way off.
Well, by 3 hours.
Yeah.
So at 3 p.m. Eastern time, there will be a gold member pre-sales on March 26th. And then that is just for gold members. So if you're a gold member of D23, you'll be able to participate in that sale. If you're not, you will not be able to. On March 27th, they're having a sale at 3 p.m. Eastern time for Visa cardholders. And I would imagine that's like...
The Chase Visa.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't say Chase Visa, though.
Whoever has a
Visa card?
What? Read it again?
It just says Visa cardholder presale. It doesn't say Chase okay. Visa.
Yeah.
So
sure. If you got a Visa card?
That's a lot of people.
Literally everybody?
So, good luck. I'm shocked that it doesn't say Chase Visa.
Yeah.
But anyway, it just says on the website, on the D23 website, it says Visa cardholder presale starting at 3 p.m. March 27th. And then on March 28th, go ahead.
Which that to me says that they plan on having more tickets than just for D23 gold members.
So what I imagine that they'll do is they'll only
save
release
some.
A certain amount of tickets. Yeah.
So if you miss your chance on
right.
the first day, try again the on the second day.
Yeah, if you qualify for all of these, absolutely. Yeah. And then the last day, all D23 members. So the last day is March 28th at 3 p.m. Eastern time. And all D23 members means that you still do need to go register for a D23 membership, but you can do the free
option. Which is free, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So that is going to be intense. I'm not going to lie.
Right here. I could have
read
that as well.
I have some PTSD from buying tickets for all D23 events. Last year, we had the registration for Destination D23, which happened this past fall. And I was flying into LA and landed in LA to go to Disneyland as the sale started, and Ethan had left his bag sitting in the, I say Ethan, we all did, left Ethan's bag sitting in the terminal at LAX after we had already left. So
yeah, totally had to go back and get it. And you missed out on D23.
Totally missed out those. There's going to be so many more tickets this time around than there were last time around.
But also,
yeah,
last expo, they did a lottery system
right.
for the panels.
Right.
So you like told them like, which panels do you want to see? And you're like, I don't know, these. And they're like, all right, you got, yeah. you get a chance to win a Pixar ball.
Right. Some of them had nothing to do with like the big panels.
Yeah.
What is nice about this year is that buying a ticket gets you into those panels.
Right.
Like the way that it's going to work is that when you log in to buy your ticket, you pick which category of ticket you want. And I don't think we spend time going into all of the categories. You can buy day tickets. You can buy a 3-day pass. You can buy a pass that gets you into the convention center, but doesn't get you into
the Honda Center.
The Honda Center, like these big panels at night. If you're just wanting to go to the
do some shopping and stuff,
yeah, you can buy a pass for that. And all of these have individual day passes as well as 3-day passes. But if you buy the 3-day pass that gets you into the Honda Center, the way that it's going to work is that it will then open up a seating chart, much like buying a ticket to a concert or to a sporting event, and you have to select what specific seat you want for that event.
Yeah. And you'll come back. If you buy the 3-day pass, you get the same seat for all three
right,
days.
Right. That is your seat, which is fantastic news. Like,
yeah. You don't have to fight anybody.
We're not.
You don't have to stand in line
all through the night. People literally were camping out.
Yeah, people were sleeping underneath the convention center.
Yeah, waiting to be able to try to get into these panels. So that's exciting, but it makes it that much more stressful.
Right. It makes it stressful today, but it'll make the event so much easier
for sure.
On Saturday, August 10th, the thing at the Honda Center is the Disney Experiences Showcase.
Right.
Meaning new things coming to the parks.
Yeah.
New things coming to Springs. New things coming to.
All the things.
International parks.
Yeah. It'll be
cruise line.
Yeah. It'll be essentially be
Alani.
The parks panel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything that has to do with Disney.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Like, yeah. As far as the experience.
That's on Saturday.
And then Sunday is the Legends right. ceremony.
Yeah. Honestly.
Which, by the way.
Yeah. Who's hosting the Legends?
Who's hosting it? Ryan Seacrest.
It would be fine missing the Legends ceremony.
Like, I kind of want to see Miley Cyrus.
I want to see a lot of them. Angela Bassett, I think, would be pretty cool to see. Joe Rohde is getting finally recognized.
I've seen Joe Rohde plenty of times.
I've never.
Okay. But I want to see... There are these other people that I've never seen before.
Yeah, I think it'll be cool. I think, that's a fun ceremony, but that's not one that, like, I feel like I need to be at.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to be heartbroken if I miss it.
No, I have a bet going with our friend.
Yeah, I've heard about this bet. About James Cameron.
Whether Jim Cameron's coming or not.
Yeah.
Because during the last expo, he, like, Skyped in to promote Way of Water, and I was like, look at this guy.
If he Skypes in to accept his Disney Legends award.
I will have a lot of respect for Jim Cameron if he does that.
Did I say James Cameron?
His name is James Cameron.
Oh, okay.
I call him Jim.
Oh, okay.
We're on a first name, nickname basis.
He goes, hang out. Yeah. You text.
Yeah.
Way of Water. I think that, here's my thing. If for some reason you get into the queue and you show up and all of the tickets for the 3-day passes are sold out, but there are still individual day passes available, prioritize those.
Yeah, I'm going to buy Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, same. I mean, I'm hoping that by the time I get there, I'll be able to get a 3-day pass.
Yeah.
But we won't go into the full breakdown of pricing.
Because there's a lot.
There's so much of it.
We will tell you that the highest that you can spend for 3 days is $2,600.
Which is, like, kudos to you. If, like, you're at a place where, like, you could just swing that. That is, to me, that feels like a waste of money.
To me, it does as well, because the difference between $9.99 and $25.99 is 12 rows.
Yeah. I feel like there's got to be more than 12 rows.
I don't know.
The way the seating chart looked, the seating chart looks like big sections. I don't know. Maybe there is.
I know. It was like rows 101 through 103. Rows.
That is just intense.
110 through 112.
To sit in row one of a conference.
Yeah,
pay $2,600 to see Josh DeMaro that close.
You might see, like, for the Marvel stuff, you might get to see, like,
the actors,
like Loki and stuff.
But you're not meeting them.
No, but you'll get, maybe you can make eye contact. You can have a moment.
I mean,
I talk about a moment that I had with Ryan.
Yeah.
I don't even remember his last name right now.
Yeah. Ryan Gosling.
Gosling.
focused on
the Goose King.
Yeah.
I had one moment where I looked into his eyes, and I talk about that for years upon years.
That would be worth the $2,600.
Worth $2,600.
That seems pretty steep for me.
Here's the reason that it's steep for me, because, and I think a lot of people are going to do this, it's so hard to get tickets to Disney events. When you get into the queue, you end up buying tickets for all your friends.
Yeah.
One person, everybody tries to get into the queue. And then one person gets in ahead of everybody and buys the max amount of tickets you can get, eight tickets.
Yeah, which isn't, that's a lot of tickets. Eight tickets is a lot.
Eight tickets is a lot.
Event, for sure.
And if you're going to be, you know, what did we say it was, 2,600 times eight?
Yeah.
$20,000?
Oh my gosh.
Right?
No.
$20,800, by the way.
I feel like those tickets will stay available for a little while.
No.
You don't think so?
They're going to sell out instantly.
Wow. Dedication. You know, if you can swing it, then... I'm not going to tell you what to do with your money. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
The lowest price is like $300, and that is for like the nosebleeds, which I don't know what the nosebleeds are like. I've been to other hockey arenas before, and there's not really a bad seat in the house,
for sure.
But you are going to be further away from the stage. Honestly, like, that's not the end of the world either, though, because what are you there for? Are you there... You're there to hear information.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So.
And you can hear it live streamed from your house.
But to be there in person is a very special experience.
Yeah, it's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
You might end up with some Portos, too.
Yeah. I don't think Portos. A poster.
When is Portos opening at Downtown Disney?
I don't know. Did it already open?
No.
I don't know. So that's exciting. But be ready. Have multiple devices going if you can.
Mm-hmm.
I would say
so. They do an interesting thing.
I don't know if it's like, is it wrong to tell people to do that? Because is that like
literally everybody's doing that, so it's not wrong to tell people to do that?
Yeah, I mean, people would probably come at me and say like, don't encourage people to do that because it floods the system. But like, I'm sorry,
the system's already flooded,
and it's stressful.
It's done.
And yeah, you just want to make sure you get in there.
You gotta get
out.
It's
truly a dog eat dog world, and we're in the same boat. Like, there's no difference for us.
There's no like getting ahead of anybody.
We have full transparency. We have not, as to this point, a couple days before, neither of us have been invited for media purposes by anybody or anyone. Maybe mm-hmm. that could change. Would be nice. But as of right now, no. And so we are in the yeah. same boat with everybody.
We're gonna go in there and we're going to buy tickets. The way that the queuing system works is it's a virtual queue, and they open it up a few minutes before. So right. it'll open up a few minutes before 3, but that is a lottery system.
Yeah. It's so random.
So you get into a queue and you're put into a lottery as to when you are able to buy tickets.
Yeah.
And then anybody that enters from 3 on is behind all of those people.
Yep. Yep.
So like...
So, and what we will be doing, our strategy will be that we will have it pulled up and we will be with our friends that are all trying to go to this event, and we will say, where are you at in the queue? Because what usually happens, I don't know if it'll be different for this, but this is typical for Disney registration across the board, whether it's Run Disney or D23. Mm-hmm. It'll say, and it's similar to like if you were on Ticketmaster trying to buy tickets, it'll say, as opposed to saying how many people are ahead of you, it'll yeah. typically say 1 hour wait.
1 hour.
45
more
minutes.
Than an hour.
And you'll see it start to like trickle down, but more than an hour is kind of like where it is across the board for everybody. And so what happens is that like as soon as one of our devices goes less than more than an hour, usually we'll lean into that device to buy mm-hmm. the tickets. So,
but everything, it's always changing and
game
things
on.
Are going.
Yeah, on. We don't know. We don't know what to expect for it because this is a whole new system.
So a whole new world.
It is stressful for me thinking about having to select your seats because you can get caught up in that and tied up in the moment. So,
right.
Anyways, good luck. Happy
May
Hunger
the
Games.
The odds be ever in your favor.
Well, we both went there.
Yeah.
Look at us.
I'm really good at decorating cakes, so yeah. that's going to be my strategy.
Oh, what is that?
Camouflage.
Oh.
Have you never seen The Hunger Games?
I thought you meant like you're going to have like a ticket buying party and you're going to make cakes for
No,
it.
I'm going to camouflage myself and hide within the internet.
When you're in The Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh, hide within the internet.
Yeah.
Sounds sleuthy.
Sounds sleuthy. And I'm going to learn how to shoot a bow and arrow.
Wow. I think I'm going to learn how to throw things. That's what PETA does.
Does he?
He can decorate the cakes, but then he also throws like the... He was used to throwing like big bags of flour.
Oh, so that's what made him strong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Happy
you hunting. We only know two characters from this movie.
No, I know many. Gale.
Gale?
Yeah.
What was their power?
Finnick.
What was their power? What were they good at?
Kato. Rue. Rue is in the actress that plays Rue. Power. They're not. They're just like people. Gale is just a human being.
Yeah, but like
Gale was the love interest of Katniss, like the little triangle that they had going on.
Okay, so Katniss is good with a bow and arrow. PETA can make cakes. What do the other people do?
Gale just hunts with Katniss.
That's it.
He's from District 12. Have you seen the movies? Obviously,
yeah. I don't remember any of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you remember that there was a guy back home that she like kind of had a thing for, and that he was having a hard time seeing?
Was it Taylor Lautner?
No. He was in Twilight. It was one of the Hemsworth brothers.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't remember which one.
Peter.
Peter Hemsworth. Chris. What are their names?
Christopher Hemsworth.
No, Chris Hemsworth is
Thor.
Thor. But what's his brother's name?
Jürgen?
No. He was married to Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, I know. I don't. Christian?
No.
Hans?
No. Stop. You're making my brain not do things.
Henry? Hemsworth.
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 Oh, you're going to look it up so fast. It's going to pop up immediately.
The Hemsworth brother. Liam.
Liam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Liam plays Gale.
So anyways, here's Wonderwall. Was there another one?
I think there's one other brother, but he doesn't, like, do much.
Oh, yeah, here he is. He doesn't look like them.
Oh, sad.
Yeah.
Not only does he not look like them, but he's also just not an actor.
He has a mustache.
He must have, like, some complexes.
What?
There's got to be stuff there for sure.
Why?
I feel like if you
What
are...
if he is a very successful real estate agent?
True.
And he's very happy.
He could be very happy.
Lives his life.
But there has to be some sort of, like, in-your-brain comparison there. I guess there doesn't have to be, but...
Doesn't have to be.
Yeah. I want to talk to him. I want to get to know him.
You want to get to know the other Hemsworth?
Yeah.
What did we say his name was?
See?
I don't know. Did we say his name? I just saw a picture of him.
You already forgot.
shirtless Chris, Liam, and Luke.
Luke, wow.
On epic Abu Dhabi vacation.
Oh. This was recently?
I don't know.
Brothers United. Anyway, this was a
He seems like he's the most muscly of the three. This was a he's also the shortest.
Oh. See? Probably something there.
Man. You're like psychoanalyzing.
I psychoanalyze.
What's his name?
Everything and everyone. I wanted to say. What?
What's his name?
Luke.
Okay.
I don't remember Luke. That's easy for me.
How do you think he went with Luke, Liam, and Chris? Why wasn't he?
It'd be really tragic if Chris was the Luke, like the extra brother. That's even more of a reason to, my name is different. I don't even have the same letter as these guys.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's been too long.
I'm tired. How long have we been going in this episode? This is probably
2 hours.
Oh my gosh. You're joking.
We didn't record all. We're probably at an hour and a half. Okay. We should probably wrap it up.
Yeah, we should definitely do that. It's been long, but we had a lot to cover. So hope you guys appreciated this. A lot of information, a lot of recapping. We didn't even really recap fully what our experiences were the last couple weeks.
It's okay.
But that's okay because there was a lot of information that was released this year. Very exciting stuff this week, not this year. Very exciting things happening. I can't wait.
I'm excited.
It's going to be fun. I'm going to feel a lot less stressed once I have my tickets secured for D23.
Yeah.
So anyways.
All right. It was good to see you guys. Sorry I missed last week. I'll do better.
No, please. You did fine. It was fun. I got to hang out with everybody.
Oh, okay. I hope you guys enjoyed.
Go ahead.
Talking to Nick. I almost called you Chris.
Cool.
You're Helmsworth now. Hemsworth.
It was fun. It was fun getting to hang out with everybody. I did record a special specific episode for Patreon that we posted. So if you guys want to go check that out on our Patreon, that was fun. It was just like get to know you Nick edition. And I talked about Francie and I's like love story. Yeah. When we met, how we met, all those fun things. So if you want to check it out, that's on our Patreon. And we'll be continuing to release other Patreon content. So
yeah,
stay tuned.
Thank you guys for hanging out.
My brain is tired.
What do you say at the end? Isn't there a thing that you said?
I do. Thank you for tracking with us.
Oh, yeah. All right. See you guys later. Bye.
Bye.